This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
The book of Philemon is short, just one chapter, nestled snugly between the books of Titus and Hebrews. It is the most personal and intimate of Paul's letters. It concerns Onesimus, a slave of Philemon who had stolen something from his master and then run away to Rome, where he evidently met Paul. The fact that Paul says he appeals to Philemon, "For my child Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my imprisonment," indicates that it is through Paul's gospel message that Onesimus came to know the Lord and so became a spiritual son of Paul. It is made clear that Onesimus is also of the same status as Philemon and Paul. They are all brothers. It seems that Onesimus had made himself useful to Paul, and Paul wanted to keep him. But slaves were the property of their owners, and it was necessary to send a slave back to his owner. Paul did so, but made it clear that he was not sending back just a slave. He was sending back a slave who would be of use to his master. He was sending back a slave who was also a brother. It was a matter of attitude, of mindset. From the way Paul talks to Philemon, it seems that Paul was also instrumental in Philemon's conversion. Evidently, Paul thought Philemon might need some persuading. After all, he might be very angry at Onesimus for stealing from him and running away. So Paul appeals to Philemon in several personal ways. First, Paul greets Philemon with a blessing and acknowledges the good things he is doing. He also lets him know that he is praying for his success. Paul makes it clear that he has authority to order Philemon to do what is proper, but he also makes it clear that he is not going to assert that authority. Because of the love that he and Philemon have for each other, Paul simply appeals to him. But Paul can't help mentioning that he is aged and a prisoner of Christ Jesus. That is to be taken into account in his appeal. But in order to keep Onesimus, Paul would have to gain permission from Philemon, since Onesimus belonged to him. Instead of doing that, Paul is sending him back and is confident that Philemon will do what is proper. Paul acknowledges the fault of Onesimus, that by running away he became useless to Philemon, but now Onesimus was changed. He is now very useful to Paul and will be useful to Philemon if given the chance. Paul says it this way in Philemon 10, "I appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my imprisonment, who formerly was useless to you, but now is useful both to you and to me." By this, he infers that he is making a sacrifice by sending Onesimus back. Onesimus had become very useful to him. So Paul is asking Philemon to look at Onesimus differently now, not just as a slave, but as a brother. And Onesimus is on his way back to Philemon. In fact, it is thought that he himself carries the letter to his master. And Paul goes on to say, "If you regard me as a partner, accept him as you would me." Paul even mentions that it is perhaps for this very reason that Onesimus ran away, in order to find Paul and become a believer. In other words, it was what had to happen for Onesimus to come to know the Lord. If he had not run away, he would never have met Paul. And it is pretty certain that because he was a slave, he would not have heard the gospel where he was. Then Paul offers to have any wrong done to or anything owed to Philemon because of what Onesimus did charged to his account. However, Paul reminds Philemon that Philemon is in Paul's debt also. He ends his appeal by saying he is confident that Philemon will do even more than has been asked of him. And finally, Paul tells Philemon to prepare a room for him. He is hoping to visit him and thinks it may be possible because Philemon has been praying for him. And Paul ends his letter this way, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." One comment I would like to make about Paul's willingness to take upon himself the sins of another person. It is a picture of what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. Now let's review the steps Paul took to gain a request. He greeted Philemon, praised him. He said he knew Philemon would do what was proper. He mentioned the purpose of the request and that he wanted to keep Onesimus with him, but he was instead making a sacrifice and was returning him to his master. He even said it was perhaps for the purpose of becoming a believer that Onesimus ran away. He was willing to make any restitution to Philemon that was necessary. He had confidence that Philemon would do even more than was asked of him, and he asked to have a place prepared for him to visit, maybe to check out the result of his request. then the final benediction. This is just one of the guides to living everyday life, as you will discover if you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.